In this audiobook, you will uncover the sacred mechanics of creation. This is not about chasing outcomes. It is about aligning within your imagination, emotions, and faith. The secret blueprint behind every manifestation. Introduction. Everything you see was once invisible. The towering mountains, the gleaming cities, the art that moves your heart. All were first held in unseen spaces, in the mind, in the imagination, in the silence before the first stone was ever touched. You, too, are a creator in this same lineage. An architect whose blueprints are drawn not with pencil and paper, but with thought, feeling, and focused awareness. Neville Goddard called imagination the workshop of God. He taught that assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled is the true act of creation, and that the external world, being but a shadow of internal states, must eventually conform. Florence Scovel Shinn spoke of the power of mental pictures, teaching that every mind is a master artist, painting its fate through thoughts vividly imagined and words boldly spoken. Thomas Troward revealed that the unseen world is not fantasy, but the raw material from which all form arises. That thought, sustained and impressed with conviction, becomes substance. And in quieter modern tones, Eckhart Tolle reminds us that stillness, the eternal now, is the fertile soil where creation first stirs, long before movement or manifestation. This audiobook is your map back to the invisible, to the place where your life is truly made. Here, you will learn not how to chase your desires, but how to design them, embody them, and live them before a single external piece falls into place. Chapter 1. Reality is created twice. Before anything becomes solid, it exists in silence. Before anything is touched, it is first imagined. Everything you see, every towering tree, every shining city, every whispered love song, began not in the visible world, but in the unseen realms of thought, feeling, and intention. In its truest nature, reality is not born in factories or forests. It is born in consciousness. First comes the blueprint, then comes the building. First comes the unseen idea, vibrating quietly beneath the surface. Then comes the manifestation, sculpted into form by hands that follow what the mind has already declared. This is the law written into the fabric of existence. All creation is a two-stage process. First invisible, then visible. First imagined, then experienced. Most people, unaware of this sacred sequence, spend their lives reacting to the visible world, never realizing they designed it, not with hammer and nail, but with thought, feeling, and expectation. They see circumstances as accidents or fate, rather than the outward manifestation of inner blueprints they unknowingly drew long ago. Neville Goddard spoke often of this mystery. He taught that the outer world is nothing more than the inner world made visible, saying, "The world is yourself pushed out. Whatever you consistently assume to be true of yourself, whatever you emotionally inhabit, eventually crystallizes into your lived experience." Thomas Troward, with the mind of a metaphysical architect, described it similarly. He taught that thought operates on a creative plane, impressing itself upon a universal mind, a boundless, invisible substance that then flows into visible form. Every thought, according to Troward, carries with it the seed of embodiment. Creation, then, does not happen from the outside in. It happens from the inside out. It is not the world that molds your mind. It is your mind that molds the world. Imagine a sculptor who does not shape marble with tools alone, but whose thoughts begin to shape the stone before his hands ever move. Such is the nature of the human soul in relation to reality itself. Florence Scovel Shinn, too, knew this secret. She taught that life is a mirror, always reflecting the dominant images held within the mind. She urged her readers to imagine wisely, speak boldly, and expect lovingly. For the invisible pictures impressed upon the mind eventually emerge as experiences. There is no neutral ground. You are always building. Even in your inattention, you are constructing futures. The only question is whether you are doing so consciously or by default. The invisible blueprint is alive within you now. Each thought you entertain, each emotion you dwell on, adds another beam to the unseen structure of your tomorrow. Every worry sows weakness into the beams. Every assumption of success strengthens the foundation. The invisible is no less real because it is unseen. In truth, it is more real, for it is the cause behind every effect. Consider the roots of a tree buried in darkness. They are never praised, never noticed, yet they determine the health, the strength, the longevity of the visible tree. The roots hold the secret. So it is with you. Your invisible blueprints, habitual inner states, and repeated emotional rehearsals are the roots of your unfolding destiny. What is planted in the soil of the mind eventually breaks through the surface of life. This is why it is folly to argue with appearances. Appearances are the lagging indicator. They are the old news, the echo of prior causes. To change your world, you must step behind the curtain. You must step into the architect's role, designing with intention, feeling, and certainty. The mistake many make is to wait for physical confirmation before they believe. They wish to see the walls rise before they dare to dream the house complete. But the masters of creation know. You dream first. You feel first. You assume first. Then, in perfect timing, the walls rise around you, faithful to the invisible lines you drew in mind and heart. Imagination is not idle fantasy. It is the sketching of futures. It is the drafting room of reality itself. Every great invention, every work of art, every revolution of human progress was first a silent blueprint in someone's mind, a whisper no one else could hear, a vision no one else could see. And so it is with your dreams. They are not foolish illusions. They are the early sketches of worlds not yet born. The invisible blueprint is sacred. It deserves your attention. It deserves your faith. When you honor it, nurture it, and believe in it before a single brick is laid, you move into the rare position of conscious creator, no longer living by reaction, but by divine design. You are not waiting for the world to give you permission. You are not at the mercy of chance. You are already building, already shaping, already dreaming the invisible into the visible. The blueprint is in your hands. The future is already being drawn. And what you dare to hold in the unseen, life must one day shape into form. This is the summarized blueprint behind every manifestation. Reality is imagined. Then it is felt. Then it is lived invisibly at first, then physically. Every moment, you are sketching lines upon the drawing board of the unseen. And life, ever faithful, builds to match what you've drawn. If you are still here, it means you're ready to build differently. In the chapters ahead, you'll learn how to rehearse the future until it feels like the present, how to hold unwavering faith when nothing has yet appeared, and how to live as the architect, no longer waiting, but knowing. And it all begins with the master key that has been quietly shaping your world since the beginning: imagination. Chapter 2, Imagination, the Master Builder of Worlds. If the invisible blueprint is the true beginning of all creation, then imagination is the architect's hand, sketching silently across the endless canvas of the unseen. Imagination is not a childish escape, nor an idle pastime. It is the first and most sacred instrument of creation. It is the workshop where unseen substances are shaped into form, and invisible causes are breathed into existence long before a single eye beholds them. Neville Goddard called imagination the creative power of God operating in man. He taught that imagination is the essential medium through which consciousness fashions reality, that whatever you dare to imagine and assume as true becomes clothed in fact. In the world of spirit, imagination is not pretend. It is causative. It is the womb from which realities are born. When you imagine vividly and emotionally, you impress the quantum field. You plant seeds in the invisible soil. You instruct energy how to behave, how to gather, and how to materialize. Yet most misuse this divine tool. They imagine worst-case scenarios, playing mental movies of failure, betrayal, and disappointment. And so, with perfect fidelity, life mirrors their unseen rehearsals. Every imagined fear sends ripples through the field. Every mental picture entertained with feeling etches deeper into the blueprint of becoming. To wield imagination consciously is to reclaim your birthright as a creator. Thomas Troward, in his profound writings on mental science, revealed that the unseen world of thought is the primal stage of all creative processes. He explained that the mind operates upon an invisible substance, a field of limitless potential, and that, through sustained mental imagery, this substance organizes itself into corresponding form. The unseen does not resist. It molds itself obediently to the pattern held before it. Just as clay yields to the shape of the potter's hands, reality yields to the shapes impressed upon it by imagination. Florence Scovel Shinn taught that your imagination must match your spoken word, that the pictures you hold internally must be saturated with the energy of fulfillment. Speak of abundance while picturing lack, and your words are empty. But speak of abundance while holding the image and feeling of prosperity, and the world must eventually conform. What you repeatedly imagine with emotion and conviction magnetizes itself into your life. Consider the artists, inventors, and visionaries who changed history. Leonardo da Vinci saw machines that would not exist for centuries. The Wright brothers imagined flight before a single airplane could rise. Every skyscraper piercing the sky was once a quiet picture held in someone's mind. The outer world is slow. The inner world is instantaneous. When you learn to dwell intentionally in the images you choose, rather than the images fed to you by fear, memory, or external noise, you reclaim the speed and sovereignty of creation. You are not merely a reactor to the seen. You are a sculptor of the unseen. Imagination is the master builder. It holds the power to blueprint not only external achievements, but internal states of being. You can imagine yourself into peace, into abundance, into health, into love. Not by hoping, but by mentally embodying the feeling and experience of that which you desire. Dr. Joe Dispenza's research into neuroplasticity reveals that when you mentally rehearse a future event with enough vividness and emotional truth, your brain rewires itself as if the event has already occurred. Neurons fire together and wire together. The body is trained to believe in a new destiny. Thus, you begin to walk, talk, and move as the person who lives in that reality long before it appears. The field listens. The world responds. Every minute spent in conscious imagination is an investment in unseen construction. Every vivid inner scene paints the walls, lays the floors, builds the bridges of your coming life. When imagination becomes more real to you than current circumstance, you tip the probability scales. You collapse the distance between desire and fulfillment. You must imagine beyond what the senses report. You must envision beyond what logic allows. You must feel beyond what evidence justifies. Because creation does not begin with what is. It begins with what you dare to conceive. This is why the mystics, the masters, and the makers of great change were often dreamers, visionaries, and fools in the eyes of the world, until the world bowed to the realities they had seen long before anyone else. You are not here to copy what exists. You are here to summon what has never been seen. Your imagination is the bridge between invisible potential and visible manifestation. It is the quiet hand sketching the architecture of tomorrow. Use it not to fear, but to create. Not to replay the past, but to preview a greater future. And when you imagine, do so vividly, do so consistently, do so joyfully. For in the hidden chambers of your mind, the walls of your future home are already being built. The gardens are being planted. The bridges are being laid. You are not waiting for the world to give you permission. You are already holding the master blueprint in your mind. Now, breathe life into it, see it, feel it, and walk forward with the certainty of one who knows what is vividly imagined with faith and love must one day be seen with the eyes. Chapter 3. Feeling before seeing. If imagination sketches the blueprint, then emotion is the ink that makes it permanent. It is not enough to simply picture a new reality in the mind. The images must be saturated with feeling, with the rich, living colors of emotion, to become vivid enough for the universe to take notice. You are not designing reality with detached thought. You are designing it with emotional truth. It is the feeling behind the thought that imprints itself onto the invisible field, the feeling that tells life, this is real. This is who I am now. Neville Goddard, who understood the hidden mechanics of creation perhaps better than any teacher of the modern era, said simply, it is not what you want that you attract. It is what you believe you are. And belief is always felt. It is an emotional knowing, not an intellectual one. You can think about wealth 1,000 times a day, but if you feel scarcity in your bones, it is scarcity you will continue to build into your blueprint. You can affirm love every morning, but if your emotional core vibrates with loneliness and rejection, then loneliness, not love, is the ink setting the structure. Feeling is the architect's ink. It stains the blueprint with permanence. It whispers to the field, "This is who I am. This is the reality I expect to meet." Florence Scovel Shinn taught that words are powerful, but without the emotional charge behind them, they are like seeds thrown onto barren ground. Words must be fused with faith. And faith is emotional certainty. Thomas Troward also pointed toward this truth, describing how thought, when impressed with conviction upon the unseen substance, moves that substance into form. Conviction is not dry belief. It is emotional embodiment. The field of creation responds to vibration, not vocabulary. It listens to the frequency of your emotional body, not the cleverness of your affirmations. This is why you must feel before you see. Reality does not change because you hope it will. It changes because you have shifted who you are being. Because you carry within you a new energetic identity that can no longer be denied. Dr. Joe Dispenza's research in neuroscience and quantum fields echoes this sacred mechanism. When a person emotionally rehearses a future event, when they feel the gratitude, joy, and excitement of it having already happened, the brain and body align with that future. New neural network form. New chemical signatures flood the body. The heart's electromagnetic field expands and strengthens. In every measurable way, the body begins living as if the future were already real. This internal alignment is what causes unseen forces to rearrange. This is what magnetizes circumstances, people, and opportunities into alignment with your blueprint. You are not merely wishing for a new life. You are feeling your way into it. And by feeling it before it is seen, you collapse the invisible into the visible. Consider a man envisioning his ideal home. If he imagines the walls, the furniture, the address, he is sketching outlines. But if he feels the warmth of the fireplace, the joy of laughter echoing through the halls, the peace of waking up each morning wrapped in sunlight, he is writing in ink that reality cannot ignore. He is not hoping. He is experiencing. He is bringing the invisible blueprint to life by breathing emotion into it. In that space, he is no longer separated from his desire. He is merged with it. And because life must mirror the state of being you inhabit most consistently, the house, the laughter, the morning sunlight must eventually break through into physical form. This is why feeling is not an optional part of manifestation. It is the heart of it. You cannot skip emotional alignment and expect to build the new life you desire. The question is not, how can I make this happen? The question is, how can I become the one who already lives this reality in feeling? Feeling is the magnet. Feeling is the declaration. Feeling is the ink on the sacred contract between you and the unseen. This is why so many spiritual traditions, though separated by time and culture, have always emphasized gratitude, love, joy, and trust. Not as moral virtues alone, but as energetic technologies. These states are the highest frequencies, the clearest signals. They are the energies that collapse time, that compress the distance between blueprint and building. And the beauty of it all is that feeling is within your control. Regardless of external conditions, you can choose to feel from the blueprint you have designed. You can practice feeling abundance before wealth arrives. You can practice feeling love before your partner appears. You can practice feeling freedom before the circumstances change. By doing so, you signal to the field, "This is who I am now. This is the world I belong to. This is the structure I am living within." And because the field is faithful, because it cannot contradict your dominant emotional signature, it must reshape itself accordingly. It must deliver the evidence that matches your feelings. You are not punished for feeling low vibrations. You are simply matched. You are not rewarded for feeling high vibrations. You are simply matched. The universe is an honest mirror. An emotion is the hand that draws upon it. So ask yourself each day, what emotional ink am I using to write my future? Am I drafting from fear or from faith? Am I building from lack or from love? Choose wisely, feel deliberately, saturate your blueprint with the emotional reality you wish to experience. Because what is deeply felt will one day be deeply seen. And the life you are longing for, it is already taking shape. In the unseen written line by living line, by the ink of your own heart. Chapter 4, The Law of Mental Equivalence. Thought shapes substance. There is an unseen law at work beneath every manifestation, a law so consistent, so precise, that it leaves nothing to chance. It is the law of mental equivalence. Simply put, the external world must mirror the internal world. The visible form must match the invisible pattern. Whatever image you hold persistently in your mind, fused with emotion, belief, and attention, becomes your experience. The universe does not discriminate between visions of success and visions of failure, between dreams of love and fears of loss. It receives your dominant mental equivalent, and from that invisible mold, it shapes the tangible clay of your life. Thomas Troward, in his landmark lectures on mental science, described this truth with the clarity of a master architect. He taught that thought is the formative power behind all visible phenomena, that the invisible movements of the mind are the causes from which the seen world unfolds. In his words, the law is that the subjective mind reproduces only what is impressed upon it. In other words, the subconscious, the deep creative engine of life, accepts whatever mental image you consistently feed it and works tirelessly, silently, and faithfully to bring that image into form. It is not a matter of whether you are creating. You are always creating. It is only a matter of what patterns you are setting into motion. When your mental picture is clear and your emotions are harmonious with it, the invisible blueprint solidifies and the unseen substance rushes to fill the mold. There is no mystery in it. There is only the law. The challenge is that many create mental equivalents of what they do not want. They dwell on lack, rehearse fear, and visualize worst-case scenarios. And so, the universe fulfills the blueprint they unknowingly designed, not by malice, but by precision. You cannot sow one seed and reap another. You cannot build an inner cathedral of abundance while rehearsing poverty in your imagination. You cannot craft a temple of love while nursing images of betrayal and loneliness. The law is impartial. It molds the substance of life to fit the shapes you hold most consistently within. This is not punishment. It is an invitation to mastery. Once you understand the law of mental equivalence, you realize that to change your world, you must first change your inner architecture. You must become ruthless with your mental blueprints, tearing down old images that no longer serve, and consciously constructing the ones that do. If you desire abundance, you must mentally live in abundance now. See yourself free, prosperous, generous, joyful. Feel it so vividly that the old structures of limitation crumble under the weight of your new conviction. If you desire love, you must mentally live in the fullness of love now. See yourself adored, cherished, celebrated. Feel it until loneliness has no home within you. If you desire health, you must mentally see and feel yourself vibrant, strong, whole. Logically, until the mental equivalent of vitality becomes stronger than any former belief in weakness. The field does not argue. It matches. The subconscious does not analyze. It accepts. Reality does not negotiate. It mirrors. Thus, every day becomes a sacred opportunity to redraw the invisible blueprints of your life. Every thought you choose, every image you rehearse, every emotion you inhabit becomes a new line drawn into the hidden architecture. At first, the outer world may resist. It may continue reflecting old patterns, the residual structures of past blueprints. But persist. Hold the new image firmly, lovingly, without strain. The old must dissolve. The new must emerge. This is the law. Dr. Joe Dispenza's work on neuroplasticity reveals that repeated focus on a new reality literally rewires the brain. New circuit form. Old ones prune away. The physical body begins to shift in accordance with the mental equivalence it is fed. You are not merely daydreaming when you create mental equivalence. You are building neurological pathways. You are programming the electromagnetic field around you. You are constructing the scaffolding upon which the unseen substance will rise into form. Consider a woman who longed to change her financial situation. Instead of worrying over debts, she began each morning by vividly imagining herself prosperous. She felt herself free, generous, unburdened. She thanked the universe in advance for her financial flow. She spoke words of increase and abundance. She refused to dwell on the appearances of lack. At first, nothing seemed to change. Bills still came. Obligations still loomed. But inside, the blueprint was shifting. And soon enough, new opportunities arrived. Unexpected checks, creative ideas, supportive connections. She had altered her internal pattern, and life, faithful to the law, restructured itself to match. You are no different. You hold the brush. You hold the ink. You hold the invisible plans from which the visible world must eventually rise. The question is not whether you are creating. The question is, what mental equivalents are you building today? Every worry is a blueprint. Every vision is a blueprint. Every feeling is a silent instruction whispered to the fabric of existence. So choose wisely, craft consciously, dream deliberately. Because the life you are longing for is waiting to be etched first into the silent, sacred space of your mind. Draw boldly. Feel vividly. Live faithfully. And know that what you design within must, by the secret, immutable laws of existence, one day stand before you, solid, tangible, and real. Chapter 5. Mental Rehearsal as Reality Creation. Every great performer, every world-class athlete, every visionary leader understands a secret that is often hidden from the casual observer. Success is rehearsed long before it is revealed. Before the standing ovations, before the gold medals, before the towering achievements, there is an invisible stage upon which the victory is won, a private rehearsal hall where the future is played out again and again within the mind and body. And so it is with your life. To manifest a new reality, you must first practice living it internally. You must rehearse it in the unseen until it becomes more real to you than your current circumstances. Mental rehearsal is not merely daydreaming. It is conscious construction. It is the deliberate embodiment of the future you have designed, performed not once but repeatedly, until your very cells begin to believe it is already true. Neville Goddard taught this principle as living in the end. He urged his students to imagine themselves already experiencing the fulfillment of their desires. To feel the satisfaction, the relief, the joy of the wish fulfilled so vividly that it eclipses all evidence to the contrary. He said, "Think from the end, not of the end." To think of the end is to acknowledge separation. To think from the end is to collapse the gap between you and your desire. Mental rehearsal collapses the gap. It moves the blueprint from vague possibility into vivid inevitability. Dr. Joe Dispenza's scientific research further illuminates this sacred process. Through brain scans and biometric studies, he has shown that when individuals mentally rehearse a new future with elevated emotions, gratitude, joy, love, the brain begins firing new neural circuits as if the future were happening now. The body, flooded with new chemicals, begins living in the future state in the present moment. The heart's magnetic field expands. The body's electromagnetic signature shifts, and the quantum field, always listening, always responding to energy, rearranges itself in accordance with this new signal. Mental rehearsal is the bridge between blueprint and building. It is the method by which you program the subconscious mind, train the body into a new identity, and send a coherent broadcast into the field that calls the unseen into visibility. The more vividly, emotionally, and consistently you rehearse your chosen reality, the faster it must solidify into form, Consistency builds momentum. Emotion infuses power. Belief anchors the structure. Imagine a woman seeking to heal her body. Every morning and evening, she closes her eyes and steps into the scene of her complete wellness. She feels the energy of vitality surging through her. She sees herself dancing, laughing, embracing life with strength and freedom. She does not hope for healing. She mentally rehearses being already whole. Though her senses may still report symptoms, she lives more vividly in the invisible blueprint than in the temporary appearances. And in time, the body, governed by mind and emotion, must obey. Healing breaks through, not by chance, but by the faithful rehearsal of a new identity. You are called to do the same. Whatever reality you wish to inhabit, begin inhabiting it now. In imagination, in emotion, in assumption. See the scenes. Feel the feelings. Hear the sounds. Taste the fulfillment. Walk through your imagined life with as much detail and depth as you can summon. Make the invisible more real to you than the visible, because the subconscious mind does not distinguish between a vividly imagined experience and a physical one. It only accepts the emotional truth you feed it. And once the subconscious accepts a new state as familiar, it begins orchestrating your behaviors, perceptions, and external circumstances to match that state. You are not forcing reality to change. You are training yourself into the vibrational signature that naturally calls the new reality into being. Mental rehearsal is your daily craftsmanship. It is how you sculpt yourself into alignment with the life you have designed. It is not enough to imagine once and forget. You must live it internally, day after day, until the blueprint becomes more real to you than memory, history, or current evidence. At first, it may feel unfamiliar. The mind will whisper doubts. The body, addicted to old emotions, will crave the familiar. But persist. With each rehearsal, the new identity grows stronger. With each rehearsal, the gap narrows. With each rehearsal, the walls of the invisible building rise higher and stronger. And soon, without strain, without desperate chasing, you will find yourself standing inside the very reality you once visited, only in imagination. The world outside will change, but the real change will have occurred within you long before. Practice in the unseen. Rehearse your greatness in the silence where no one else sees. And know that what is rehearsed with love, faith, and consistency must eventually be revealed upon the grand stage of life. Your future is already waiting for you. It is built into your unseen practices. Begin living it now. Because reality, faithful servant that it is, must always follow the rehearsed identity you dare to embody first. Chapter 6, Living the Blueprint. Walking as the architect, not the beggar. There comes a point when the work of building in the unseen must evolve into the art of living as if it is already done. To live the blueprint is to embody your creation before the world has caught up. It is to walk through your days, not as one who is still pleading with life, but as one who knows that life is already bending to their inner design. You are not here to beg reality for scraps. You are here to declare through your state of being, that your world is already constructed in the invisible, and that the visible will soon have no choice but to match it. The architect does not apologize for his blueprints. He does not doubt the foundation because the walls are not yet standing. He moves forward with clarity, with certainty, trusting in the integrity of the design. You must do the same. You must stop waiting for outer validation to begin embodying your new life. You must stop checking the horizon every hour for signs. You must live today, now, as the person who already holds the keys to the reality you have built. Neville Goddard pressed this point again and again in his teachings. He urged his students to assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled and to persist in that feeling, not only in moments of meditation, but in the living practice of daily life. He wrote, "Assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled and continue feeling that it is fulfilled until that which you feel becomes your reality. Continuation is the key, not a fleeting glimpse, not a hopeful visit, but a continual embodiment of the fulfilled state." Thomas Troward, too, emphasized that law operates through consistency. The subjective mind, the deeper creative faculty, does not respond to momentary flashes of intention. It responds to sustained impressions, repeated feelings, and consistent states of being. To live the blueprint is to become consistent in your inner world, even while the outer world seems unchanged. It is easy to live by the blueprint when evidence surrounds you. The true mastery is living it when no one else sees it, when circumstances seem to deny it, when only your inner conviction holds the form steady. This is where the architect stands apart from the beggar. The beggar looks to the outer world for permission to feel worthy, powerful, abundant, and loved. The beggar asks for life. "Please give me a reason to believe." The architect moves from an entirely different place. The architect knows, "I am already building. I have already claimed. I am already living in the unseen, and the seen must follow." The difference is everything. Your task is not to force reality into shape. Your task is to live so consistently within your design blueprint that reality has no choice but to comply. Dr. Joe Dispenza's research shows that when you act and feel in alignment with a future reality, your biology, your electromagnetic field, and your behavior all shift into coherence with that future. You become a living magnet for the reality you have chosen. But if you return, day after day, to the emotions of the old self, fear, lack, impatience, you continue broadcasting the signature of the past, and so the past persists. To live the blueprint, you must live in vibrational fidelity to your new design. Even when the outer world tempts you to doubt, you must ask yourself constantly, "How would I walk today if I knew it was already done? How would I speak today if I knew my world was already shifting? How would I treat myself if I knew the walls of my new life were already rising around me?" Then walk that way, speak that way, treat yourself that way. Because the moment you embody the future in the present, you collapse the distance between desire and manifestation. You are not faking. You are forecasting. You are stepping into the energetic reality before the physical catches up. And when you live from that place, You no longer seek signs. You become the sign. You no longer chase confirmation. You live as the confirmation. You are no longer a question trembling before the universe. You are the answer already declared. In practical terms, living the blueprint looks like waking each morning in gratitude for what you have received, even before it arrives. Taking small, daily actions consistent with the version of you who already has it. Speaking as if it is done, not in empty affirmations, but in the tone of certainty. Reframing every appearance of delay as further proof of inevitable construction. Walking through your day with a quiet knowing that invisible forces are moving on your behalf. It means trusting your blueprint more than the temporary scaffolding of circumstances. It means aligning your energy so consistently with your inner design that the outer world has no option but to reshape itself around you. You are not a beggar at the gates of reality. You are the builder, the architect, the creative force itself. Own your design. Live inside it. Breathe as if the walls are already standing. Move through the world as if you are already dwelling within the house you have drawn in the unseen. Because you are. And soon, the world will have no choice but to recognize what you have known all along. The blueprint was never empty. The building was never far. It was always there, rising brick by invisible brick, called forth by your imagination, held steady by your feeling, sustained by your faith, and finally embodied by your living. You are not waiting anymore. You are living as the one who knows. It is done. It is built. And now, it is simply unfolding. Chapter 7, The Builder You Were Born to Be. By now, you know the truth. You were never at the mercy of life. You were never a leaf tossed by indifferent winds. You were, and always are, the architect of your own becoming. Every thought you dare to hold, every feeling you allow to deepen, every quiet rehearsal in the unseen, every act of faith carried through uncertainty. They are not wasted. They are the bricks and beams of realities waiting just beyond your sight. You are not building by hope alone. You are building by law. The law that unseen causes must birth seen effects. The law that frequency commands form. The law that imagination, emotion, and faith are the sacred trinity of creation. The world you dream of is not far away. It is already here, layered in the invisible substance of your own being. You are not summoning it from elsewhere. You are revealing it from within. There will be days when the field looks barren. Days when the scaffolding seems slow to rise. Days when your old world clings and tugs at your belief. But now you understand. This is not a sign to despair. It is a sign to deepen. To deepen your seeing beyond what eyes can behold. To deepen your feeling beyond what circumstances permit. To deepen your trust beyond what logic allows. Because reality always bows to the one who stands unwavering in the unseen. You were born not to chase life, but to shape it. Not to beg for blessings, but to declare them through your being. The walls are already rising. The house is already built in the secret place of your soul. Now, your task is simple. Walk as the builder you are. Speak as the architect you have always been. Live as the embodiment of the blueprint you so carefully and lovingly designed. And know, with the deep certainty that no storm can shake, that everything you have seen, felt, believed, and rehearsed, it is already weaving itself into form. It is already done. Breathe into that truth. Step forward in that truth. Rest in that truth. You are the builder. You are the blueprint. You are the living bridge between the invisible and the visible. And the life you have been dreaming of is already walking toward you. Brick by brick, breath by breath, in perfect, inevitable grace.